On social media, people show off the food they eat, the vacation they take, and for parents, of course, the kids they create. But now, the generation of social media natives is rising up against mom and dad. Is it the parents' right to show off, or is it the kids' right to privacy? Who should win this digital or social war? So we're talking about a war here. What are the stance of both sides?
Okay, so you may re still remember when we were little, many of the parents are saying that, we can see your drawer, you can read your diary, listen to what you said on the phone, and of course, even though we did it secretly, doesn't mean we don't think we're right. We just believe we have a right to do so, and we do not want to argue with you when you stop us from doing that. And nowadays, that situation kind of, well, altered a little bit to some different things as parents started to post their babies or children's picture, and the pictures are not really nice, not the ones you mayan with, the ones they took, and maybe you're in an embarrassing moment, and maybe even some naked or half-naked babies. They posted with love, I'm pretty sure, but the kids are saying it's our privacy you're dealing with. You're posting everything without even ask my permission, and that is not okay.
And guys, we are not just saying that kids don't like this. Alexis Hinneker, a graduate student in the Human-Centered Design and Engineering at the University of Washington, who led this research with another university, as I understand, the University of Michigan, studied 249 parent-child pairs distributed across 40 states and found that while children ages 10 to 17 were really concerned about the way their parents shared their children's lives online, their parents were far less worried in these surveys done. So basically, kids don't like it, parents don't see a problem, but that's obviously pointing to a great problem. Now, I always thought it was interesting. I think a big thing I want to say here is, a lot of people get like a sense of accomplishment from just posting about their life. Like, hey, look how awesome I am. I'm doing this or this and that. Yet it seems so self-absorbed, self-involved, but people do really get a sense of accomplishment sharing their stuff in a way it's like, hey, look what I'm doing and you're not doing. And a perfect example is I often see a lot of my friends on Facebook, they go on vacation. They're more concerned with taking pictures than enjoying where they are. And I don't understand it, but I think this mindset is becoming more prevalent in these parents from our generation and the ones, directly before us that have grown up with social media. And now when they're having kids, they're posting all these pictures about kids, but this is the kids' rights to privacy at the same time. Their digital footprint that you're creating will be with them for the rest of their life. And that's something that needs to be said.
Exactly, and that digital footprint cannot be erased from
No.
the internet ever. Anything that gets on the wild web, it's just
Ooh.
there forever. And I think that is one fact people shouldn't take so lightly, but often I feel we sort of, not me though, because I'm just not on social media pretty
Yeah, you're
much.
not.
People are just sharing all this stuff, but not really thinking about the consequences.
Yeah.
And this is one of those news stories that make me feel like a dinosaur. And well, I am already a cave person, but now a dinosaur too, that it's actually these little kids. They're just in there like 10, 11, not even
Yeah.
teenagers yet. And they realize that without their consent, their living history is recorded online thanks to mom and dad. And I think that's an interesting phenomenon that for us, we're not digital natives. We only got into contact with the internet later on in life that we have different perceptions about.
Yeah, absolutely. Today I posted on my Weibo a gift of parents, I think parents and their kids or kids just being silly. And one of them, I was showing the coworkers and whatnot of a kid running. And I'm looking at it, and my first reaction was to laugh and say, oh, this is cute. But I was wondering now, after, we read this research and really talked about it, I wonder if this kid will be laughing a couple years from now, when other kids see this. Maybe this has gone viral. I'm laughing at this kid's expense in a way. I mean, I'm not trying to be mean, but I thought it was funny. Then I'm thinking, Maybe this kid doesn't think it's funny. Maybe he's getting bullied at school. Maybe kids are making fun of him. Maybe this is the worst video or the worst thing that's ever happened to him in his life. And he didn't control who shot it and who shared it. Now we're seeing parents do this. And so it's, you know, how you frame it is so important. But you got to keep in mind that one day your kids will be an adult and maybe they don't want these kind of things shared. My parents have a lot of embarrassing pictures of me, but they keep it in an album, old school style, and they only show it to maybe a girlfriend I would bring home to totally embarrass me, or just to families and friends, or just while we're both sitting around enjoying a glass of wine and saying, look how cute you were. What happened?
Actually, when you put it that way, it kind of reminds me of my first reaction to this story. That is, I don't know if any of you have ever did it, but sometimes when you like someone, but you're not a couple, you wanted to Google him. You wanted
and
to
already
know.
You're getting kisses. So yeah, a couple has been made just now.
But anyway, if you are together, but you're not that close, you just started a relationship, you kind of wanted
the fun
to know.
Bit.
Yeah, you want to know everything about him. You started to Google him to see information. And in the good old days, you just got one or two pictures or one or two record or award winning thing, which is fun and innocent. But nowadays, for kids born in this age, maybe when they wanted to do it, it will totally ruin the mystery, ruin the procedure of knowing each other, because you can know everything, literally everything, while you're Googling, because their parents have already put their whole growing up procedure online.
You know, we in English, we have a word for what you just said, and we call it creeping. New Honglin's
really?
Been creeping.
Really?
You be creeping, girl.
Well, be honest. Do you really don't have that little curious about someone
creeping.
In your heart?
Well, I have to jump to the defense of New Honglin here.
Oh, you're a creeper too?
Not me, because I'm not equipped with the tools or the technology or the skill.
Oh, you live in a cave. It's hard to creep when you live in a cave.
Exactly. And yes. That's why I can't do it. But I know so many of my friends, girls and guys, they because it's so easy, it's at your fingertips just to find out whatever history of this person.
I have a confession.
Oh, what is
that? Oh, you did it.
You
creeped. I've creeped. I'm a frequent creeper. Lock me up. Put me in jail. Go ahead. Get the cuffs.
Well, it makes two. You know, you guys are thick as thieves,
yeah.
And I'm the only innocent one because I simply don't know how to do it. So, yeah, I think that is just... That is just the case. But before we move on to the next topic, one last question for you guys.
Yeah.
Is it the parents' rights or is it the kids' rights to keep this information on or offline?
Listen, parents, I feel like you can use common sense here. If you take a family portrait, that is socially okay to post, I think. But things where your kid's naked or your kid's doing something embarrassing or whatnot, you know, some parents have said they use it to better improve the behavior of their kid by using it as blackmail. It's a horrible way to parent. Keep these kind of things that only you and your family can laugh at and appreciate in the family. Because when other people see it, they're not your family. And this could turn into an ugly thing your kid has to deal with years from now.
Yeah, if you don't know what to do, ask your kids if it's okay for me to post this picture of you because I think it's really cute and nice. I wanted to do it. And if they say yes, well, maybe it's fine. Or if you really can't control yourself, just imagine one day your kid is going to be a spy and that picture is going to give him off altogether and he's going to be in danger. So don't post it.
For Halloween.
So yeah, you just soiled your kid's future as 007 or Jason Bourne or one of those guys.
Why do you want to do that?
Yeah, why would you want to do that? Don't just end your kid's career before you even started. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Young, Ryan Price, and Niu Honglin.